T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All on that day, will I run to the rock?
Please. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. With us now is Dave Trauber with the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure, John.
So let me ask you a question. How do you think, this is totally off topic here, but how does Jim Denning get away with conspiring with Governor Kelly to betray the Republican Party? I'm just fuming about this. It galls me to no end that he's working with her behind the scenes to force through something. I'm sorry, Dave. Where does he get off on this? It's totally off topic, but.
No, that's fine, John. You know, I haven't spoken with Senator Denning on this issue, but I have spoken with a number of Republicans in the past who've said, look, they don't want to do expansion, but they're afraid that if they don't vote for expansion, that they won't get reelected. And that's what a lot of things, whether it's Medicaid expansion or school issues, whatever, it really comes down to, for a lot of folks, it's what do they need to do to get reelected?
Yeah.
It's not about the principle. It's not about the policy. It's about getting reelected.
Well, and that's the sad part here. And I think you're absolutely right. But that's the sad part here is he's selling out his principles, his party, for his own personal self-interest. And I think you nailed it. But, well, speaking of someone with lack of principles, so for those who aren't familiar with it, there was a scathing editorial in the Kansas City Star that called out school districts across Kansas for for misusing funding for the at-risk students. The Kansas Board of Education, their chairwoman, Kathy Bush, responded. Basically, her response was that the Star was wrong and that the nonpartisan Office of Legislative Post Audit, which found a whole bunch of things that were misuse, didn't know what they're talking about. How does she say that with a straight face, Dave?
Well, you know, it wasn't just, I mean, you're being kind when you say misuse.
Yeah.
The audit said that they weren't following the law.
Ugh.
And that's critical. This isn't something that's subjective. The law says how the money is supposed to be spent. On certain kids and on certain functions for those kids. And the audit found that they weren't. So how do you explain it? Well, it's, you know, there's Kathy Bush and a lot of other folks, education officials, administrators, school board members, like their friends on the state Supreme Court, they think they're above the law.
Yeah, and they think
laws
they also
don't matter to them because they're special.
Right.
They'll do what they want. And if you dare challenge them, they get in your face. Basically, what she was saying in that column was, shut up, go away, we know where we're going.
Yeah,
they also
think they know better than we do, and that comes out a lot. I mean, trust me, every time I ever had conversations with certain superintendents, that was clearly the message, was that I don't know anything about schools, then shut up and go away.
A little background on this, John. We in 2015, Kansas Policy Institute published a study that showed what the auditors found. We went and looked at every single school district's at-risk report and proved that they weren't using the money for the exclusive direct benefit of these kids. They were spending it on all kinds of things. That helped lead to the legislature passing a law saying, okay, now you have to do it. And when they passed the law, they also said, we're going to do an audit to see if you're doing it a year later. Well, the audit comes out. Schools, of course, aren't doing it. No surprise. And so now here we are.
So this audit, what they did is they surveyed 20 school districts, including Wichita and Blue Valley, of different sizes, but those were two of the larger ones. They found some rather troubling results. Most of the at-risk funding that was spent, it was spent on teachers and programs that serve all students, or in some cases, none of the students, rather than focusing on the at-risk students. I was shocked at some of the numbers here. Only 31% of the programs and practices were actually specifically designed for at-risk students, and only 3 were proven to be effective. And then some of the other specifics, like at-risk funds were spent on such things as a projector, a nurse, an athletic trainer, playground equipment, postage, a cell phone, an after-prom party. I mean, how do they justify that? How do they possibly, or do they just think they weren't going to get caught, or didn't care if they did? How do you justify that?
Well, you can't justify it, John, but the reason it continues to take place is that there's no consequences.
Well, that was my next question, is what are the consequences?
Yeah, there's no consequences. This has been going on for years. Passing a law and saying you must do this only matters if there's a consequence for not doing it. And unfortunately, government often doesn't follow the laws. Private citizens and companies get punished if they don't follow the law, but not government, because we assume that government is going to be good citizens, that they're going to follow laws. Well, they just don't in too many cases, and particularly when it comes to education. So what they need to do, there is a very simple way to get at this, because nothing gets the school folks' attention like money. Now, you can't take money away from them, but you can let the kids go take their money to another school.
Yeah, exactly.
The court said their justification, their kind of evidence that schools were underfunded, is that there was a large number of kids below grade level. So guess what? In 5 years, there's going to be a lot of kids still below grade level. They'll come back and ask for more money. It's incumbent upon the legislature to hold schools accountable and ensure that kids are going to get the education they deserve. So if schools aren't going to get kids to grade level, then the legislature must take the decision out of the school's hands and say, now we'll put it in the parents' hands. Any kid who's below grade level on the state assessment is eligible to take their money, their state money, and go to any other public or private school they want. Just create an education savings account. That's the way to do it. That'll get the school superintendent's attention. That'll get the local school board's attention. Until something of that nature is done, we can do an audit every year, and we'll find every year that the schools are saying, basically, shut up, go away, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. The only thing I would disagree with what you said is that I don't think it'll take 5 years. The Kansas Association of School Boards has already come out and said they need more money. I think the figure was $900 million that they're already asking for.
Yeah, they might not take 5 years. They take 2 years. As soon as they think it's safe.
Right.
And safe meaning the court will say, well, okay, you've had a couple of years and nothing's changed. So obviously, because remember, the schools wanted $2 billion more. They only got $1 billion
more. Right, yes. Well,
they'll come back for the other billion as soon as they think it's safe.
Well, and it's for the kids, so we can't question it at all. So how did the state board refute the audit findings? Was there any evidence-based defense of this at all?
No, they didn't. They didn't. All they said was, we know what we're doing. The auditors don't understand. I mean, there was even a huge contradiction. Our media outlet, The Sentinel, wrote a story on this at sentinelks.org. In one paragraph, Kathy Bush said that they are following best practices. And in the almost two sentences later, she says, But no one's ever really defined what best practices are. I mean, they get caught up in their excuses so much they contradict themselves. You know, John, it reminds me a few years ago, and you probably remember this, when we found that schools were sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
In the same week, we had superintendents say, huh, what money? I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have any money. Others said, well, we had the money, but it's all spent. And still others said, well, we still have the money, but we're not allowed to spend it.
Yeah, I remember that.
They're just so used to making up excuses to get their way. And by the way, and then if you don't like it, well, then why do you hate kids?
Yeah, I remember that. I literally had one superintendent that in the course of one conversation gave me two separate excuses. One being we don't have the money. And then when I actually had produced it, he said, oh, well, we have that money, but I can't spend it.
This is the way it goes on, because nothing gets in the way of the economic interests of the adults in the system. The kids get used as cannon fodder. They're put out there, oh, it's all for the kids. But it's not. That for the kids means you get them educated. It doesn't mean you build stadiums. It doesn't mean those are nice things. It doesn't mean you buy more laptops. It means you get them educated. That's how it's got to be measured. Are they getting a year's worth of learning in a year's worth of time? Are we getting kids who are below grade level up to grade level? Are we closing achievement gaps? That's not how schools want to measure it. They want to show how much they care by how much they spend.
No, and if it was about the kids, they wouldn't be spending at-risk funds on after-prom parties, copy machine contracts, and postage. Dave, if people want to get more information, if they want to read this article, where can they go for links to the information?
That article I mentioned is on our media outlet, The Sentinel. It's sentinelks.org. You can go to kansaspolicy.org to get other stories that we've written at Kansas Policy Institute.
Dave, I appreciate you coming on again, brother. You're our first guest of 2020, so happy new year.
Hey, how about that?
Thank you for coming on again, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
We will. Thanks, John.
After the bottom of the hour break, we will expose the media's biased coverage of the Trump economy with Dan Gaynor. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.